after experiencing success with the comeback of its La Grande Table gastronomic experience that was offered this summer, the town of Brome Lake is launching a new festival known as Les Friandes. Les Friandes will be taking place this weekend, and I had the chance to speak with Kevin Brunel, who is the coordinator of communications and promotion for recreation, tourism, culture, and community life for the town of Brome Lake, who gives us all the details about the new Les Friandes festival. Kevin, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for finding the time to chat with CIDI about the town of Brome Lake's brand new gourmet festival known as Les Friandes. I really appreciate you finding the time in your day to chat.
Hi, Sarah. Nice talking to you too.
So, Kevin, as I mentioned, we are here today to discuss the launch of the town of Brome Lake's new gourmet festival, Les Friandes, that will be taking place this weekend. Now, this isn't the first gourmet experience type of event that the town has organized this year. I remember when I attended the launch of the town of Brome Lake's tourism season, there was also something known as the Grand Table. I believe that was the name, but if not, please feel free to correct me, which seems to be similar to the Les Friandes Festival. And I'm curious to know if this festival kind of extended out of the Grand Table.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. And you got the name right, the Grand Table. Yeah, so absolutely. You could say it's a continuation or, you know, an extension of the La Grande Table with the gourmet concept. But I think the difference with an event or a festival like Les Friandes, that we have a possibility to, you know, bring the community together, if that makes sense. You know, so La Grande Table is more like a dinner type of thing, so it's more private. So with an event or a festival, you know, you have the chance to, you know, get people out and, you know, enjoy all the great food, wines, beer, coffee, you know, enjoy all of that with your community, basically.
Yeah, so I'm assuming the Grand Table was such a success, so you kind of just decided to continue it and to make it into something bigger.
Yeah, and, you know, we can't repeat that enough that we're so lucky in the region to have, you know, great product, great ingredients, a great chef in restaurants. You know, we have to take advantage of this, you know. It showcases all this quality of food that we have in the region.
Yeah, and to kind of integrate that into our community life as well.
Yeah.
And I'm certain that you had to touch base with all those involved, you know, the restaurants, the brewers, etc. Did you have trouble getting people to participate in Les Friandes, or was it really easy to find those to take part?
I don't know. I think people, just like us, I think people are really excited to take part in this new concept, new festival that we're launching. You know, the only trouble that we have is that we decided to launch Les Friandes pretty late. So it was pretty last minute. That was the most difficult part, you know, just to coordinate all the people that are going to participate.
Yes. And now you're mentioning how the goal is to showcase, you know, our restaurants, our producers, our brewers. So yes. Let's get into the festival a little bit more. What will people have the chance to experience and discover this weekend exactly? What sort of activities or things will be going on exactly?
All right. So obviously there's going to be familiar faces with Virgin Ale that's going to be there to offer some coffee tasting. And Norton Co. for beer. We're gonna have also sommelier guiding wine tasting workshop, I can say. So we're gonna have more than 20 different wines from La Route des Vins that people are gonna be able to taste. And also there's the food aspect of it. So we're lucky enough to have Chef Patrick Clouf from Satin Bistro du Lac and Chef Hicham from Colin Restaurants. They're gonna prepare around 10, you know, finger food kind of tasting. Yeah, so we're gonna have a lot of choices from people taste. You know, there's the food and the beer and the wine and the coffee, but we wanted also to make sure that the weekend was family friendly.
Yeah.
So we're having also like a family zone with different activities and games, petting zoo and everything. So I think, you know, people from all ages are gonna be able to enjoy the weekend.
Awesome. You know, and why was it important for the town of Brome Lake to coordinate events that highlight our local offerings? You know, why was it important to highlight our local producers, restaurants, etc.? What do they contribute to our region that's so important to, yeah, to highlight, I guess I could say.
Yes, but like I said earlier, I think we're so lucky to have this quality of, you know, producers and everything. So it just makes sense to promote them and, you know, encourage residents to buy locally. So it's just in our best interest to promote all the offer that we have.
And are there plans for future Les Friandes festivals if all goes great? Or is this the first step to something more or to something bigger? What are your hopes in the future for this festival?
Obviously, we would be very happy that become a new annual tradition. But like you said, it's a first step. So we're kind of trying something new because this is the first edition. But of course, you know, it's the kind of event that benefits so many different people, and we'd be very happy that, you know, this repeat on the next year.
Yeah. Now, what is the ultimate goal with Les Friandes? Of course, you're showcasing restaurants and whatnot, but what do you hope that people take away from the event, and what impact do you hope that it has on people who are attending?
Oh, personally, I just want, you know, people to have a good time. The community aspect for me is really important. So if people can, you know, discover a new product and a new producer at the same time as, you know, having a time with their neighbors, I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, so really just bringing something positive to the community life of Brome Lake.
Exactly. And I don't know if you knew this, but Les Friandes translates in English to be fond of something.
No, I didn't know that. I was actually going to ask you what it meant.
So, in our case, you know, pretty fond of all the great food and wine, beer, coffee that we have in the region. So, that's the main motivation for us to showcase and highlight all these things, you know.
Awesome. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Kevin, but I wasn't sure if maybe you wanted to give the details to our listeners as to when and where exactly the Les Friandes Festival will be taking place for those who might be interested in attending.
The event will happen at Goldberg Park Saturday and Sunday. The event is going to kick off on Saturday officially at 10, but for the occasion, we relocated the farmer's market that usually happens at the Théâtre La Grande. For the occasion, the farmer's market is going to be relocated on Lakeside Street. So farmers are going to be there starting at 8:30 on Saturday. And also, it's good to mention that Lakeside Street is going to be closed from Bolton Road to Victoria Street all weekend.
Okay, perfect. Is there any particular parkings that are reserved for people, the municipal parkings, or...?
Yeah, so the municipal parking at Hydro-Québec, you know, is going to be accessible, mm-hmm. but we expect it to be full pretty early on Saturday. So we encourage people to go at the Théâtre La Grande or Dog Park.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the Les Friandes Festival that you think will be important for people to be aware of.
You know, there's a lot happening at the same time. So in case I forgot something, all the information and, you know, specific menus for beer tasting, wine, or the food, all the information can be found on our website, so lesfriandes.com. There's also a Facebook event.
Yeah. Big thank you so much again, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.